call it a horrific massacre. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. Sheriff's officials in Tulare, California, say they're looking for at least two suspects after an early morning shooting at a home in Goshen that left six people dead, including a 17-year-old and her six-month-old baby.
Two victims were found dead in the street, a third in the doorway, and three inside the home, including one man who later died at a hospital. Officials say the attack does not appear to be a random act of violence, that they believe this was a targeted family and may be linked to gang activity.
Fox's Christian Goodwin, that home in Tulare County had been searched last week with a narcotics warrant. The president doubles down on a veto threat.
It's not Democrats who are the big spinners in Washington, President Biden told a group of civil rights leaders taking a jab at Republican critics.
These guys are the fiscally demented, I think. They don't quite get it.
The president renewed his economic and social justice agenda at a breakfast honoring Dr. Martin Luther King.
The path is clear. To go forward, we need to go together. So let's be guided by Dr. King's light.
President Biden pledged to veto Republican-backed measures like a national sales tax and restrictions on the sale of barrels from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. Lawyers for the White House say there are no visitor logs for President Biden's private home in Wilmington, Delaware.
Republicans have been sounding off about potential national security implications, boxing in Democrats who pose the same questions about the documents found at Mar-a-Lago.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich at the White House, which accuses Republicans of hypocritical attacks on the president after some defended former President Trump over handling of documents at his Florida estate. No closing bell on Wall Street on this Martin Luther King Jr. Day. The World Economic Forum is back this week. CEOs and heads of states holding their first winter meeting in Switzerland since 2020. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
A former college basketball player is facing murder charges over a weekend shooting near the University of Alabama.
The terrifying moment that shooting broke out is captured on a doorbell security camera. You can actually hear 11 shots ring out, people running, screaming in terror, two cars moving quickly. This was a gun battle between those two cars. One of those shots killing 23-year-old Jamea Harris. She is a mother of a 5-year-old. Two men charged with capital murder right now being held without bail. One of them, Darius Miles, he was on the University of Alabama basketball team until now. He's been kicked off the basketball team. He's been scrubbed from the university website. And on a capital murder charge, he could be facing in Alabama the death penalty.
Fox's Steve Harrigan, an attorney for Miles, says he and his family are heartbroken, but that he maintains his innocence. Another Florida neighborhood finds itself littered with anti-Semitic leaflets.
Anti-Semitic flyers left in plastic bags with some unknown pellets both frightened and enraged residents walking their dogs in their Boca Raton, Florida neighborhood.
This is disgusting. I don't understand why this is happening here.
Police don't believe the pellets to be toxic. Anti-Jewish leaflet dropping has been a new hate tactic used in the past year or so, with incidents in Florida, California, North Carolina, Colorado, Louisiana, and Washington, D.C., just to name a few. Anti-Semitic attacks and even violence continue to be the most prolific kind of bias attack in the nation. Eben Brown, Fox News.
A body found on a sunken sailboat, maybe the last person reported missing after Hurricane Ian hit around Fort Myers Beach in Florida last year. The remains identified as James Denny Hurst, who had told his family before the storm he would stay on the boat and ride it out. Hurst was 72. This after the body of an 82-year-old woman was also found. Elisa Brady, this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.